label. Oh, when we drank with UTI the first time.
You were smashed that night, bro.
I like this guy who said he likes smart girls, so I started posting book reviews.
No, I feel like you did do that.
I did do that. What?
For
sure.
I
do follow a lot of girls.
They all follow me back, though. Check.
Why does that matter?
Yo, oh my God. Check, if you fucking said that bro. To Emily, did you say that to Emily?
I've definitely said that to Emily.
Bro, what? Bro.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host, Jason Kim.
Yes, sir.
Doing with my brother, Polly.
Harry P.
And then on my left, we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
All right, and then on my left, we got Jennifer Lee.
Hello, everybody.
What's going on, man? What's going on, man?
You guys, I just got back from Hawaii yesterday.
Oh, my God.
She got tan. She looks good.
She's an island gal.
Island gal back to this freaking place.
Bro, everybody was in Hawaii.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Did y'all plan that shit?
No.
No?
Dude, okay, so it was just girls trip, like four of us, right? We later find out this group that's 30 deep to Hawaii is going to on the same time as us.
Right.
So dude, we literally got to do like all their activities too, because they planned like boat day.
They planned
like a club night, and dude, weirdly, we ate at the same places as the groups. Like not even trying.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, I literally, bro, she said girls trip, right? I'm looking at my story, bro. She's on a fucking yacht with a bunch of dudes. I was like, bro, there's no way this is coincidental, bro. But I guess it was.
No, that group came because the two came. But
oh, they came because of the girls that you came with.
Yes.
Oh.
So you knew then, basically.
The guys.
You knew.
No, but
they had to plan that shit beforehand, no?
No, they literally came. They decided on Thursday and they came Friday.
30 deep came one day notice?
No, not 30.
Oh.
You know the other group? The group?
Yeah, wait, I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
I thought you were talking about that group.
Yeah, no, not the 30 deep group.
Who's the 30 deep group?
Who's the two guys then?
30 deep group was like this other group that I just met. Like, I didn't really know any of them, but I knew some of them. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Even, I don't know if there was, like, some of, like, because I was looking at some stories and all of like her friends went too.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were with them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. No,
wait, I'm confused.
You were with them too?
I was.
Oh, that's what the fuck?
We're talking about like Jason's group as well.
Not even my group, but like my.
Oh, them?
Yeah.
No, same.
She was with them.
It was same group.
Damn,
yeah. You were with
oh
them?
What
y'all,
the
yeah you guys definitely like clubbed together and shit.
Yeah, we went to the district.
You see Jen from the back of their stories, bro.
No, we literally got a table at district.
Yeah,
and dude, they were so cute, the district, cause I tagged them in my story. They're like, mahalo Jen, next time you come, like, hit us up, we'll treat you right.
No, that's like, hard. Hey, that's tough.
Yeah,
bro.
No, I was like, hey, but no, it was super fun, and it was nice seeing familiar faces on an island.
Honestly, that's lit.
No, yeah. It was so lit.
That is lit.
Yeah.
What was the highlight?
The highlight?
If you had to pick one thing.
Honestly, I felt like the club night was really fun because we were literally, it felt like Rewind, but like in an island. So it was like, you know, the vibes were different.
What day was that one?
That was on Saturday.
Oh, damn, okay. Bro. I did see some penthouses as well. I was like, sheesh, like some big rooftop kind of vibe. Or like patio. I don't know. She was like real high up, it looked like. Skyscraper?
Oh, that was the dinner.
Oh, that was
the
dinner.
Yeah, it was a steakhouse. Oh, yeah, 38th floor, baby.
Yeah, it looked like she was having a real good time.
No, yeah.
Expensive.
Really expensive trip.
I love that.
Did the club get lit too?
Yes.
Is there a lot of people out
there? So many people.
Really? I bet,
dude. Damn. No, I feel like Hawaii's like lit out there.
Yeah, so they get they actually go out clubbing to the district like every week.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Dude, can we go out there, bro?
Bro, dude. We would have so much.
Do we have any Hawaii fans? Let us know, bro.
No,
we definitely do. We
guys, we would have so much fun out there.
Dude.
Yeah. It's really just like you wake up, we're like, let's go to the beach. And we all just fucking go to the beach.
Yeah.
And you can just walk everywhere. Yep. The food is so good.
So good.
Oh my gosh. So I had these ube pancakes at Yogurt Story. Oh my God. It was, I'm like thinking about it now.
Ube pancakes?
Dude, it's like dressed in this thick ube syrup.
Right.
It's so good.
That looks so good.
sounds. Is it like hella fluffy ones, or is it like the flat ones?
So fluffy ones. And like it has this sauce on top. It's like bright purple. It's so good.
Some condensed milk and shit on there.
No,
I saw it on your story.
No, I didn't think I posted this, but I can show you guys after.
That sounds crazy.
It's steaming when it comes out, and we took the first bite. Oh my god, I orgasmed.
It's steaming.
Yeah, it was so good.
Dude, fuck, man, I'm jealous, bro. Did you go recently, bro?
I went last year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Dude, low key, I feel like more than a vacation, like friend is fun.
It's fun after coming back.
After coming back, friends are so fun. I think a vacation there would get a little boring.
I honestly could.
Like just one on one.
Just one on
one. Honestly, could.
It's fun with a big group.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If you're on vacation in Hawaii, 7 day max, bro.
Bro, seven is so long.
Seven is too long.
I think like 5 or 4.
I think five was perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got to eat everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we also did a lot of activities. I went jet skiing, snorkeling, and then we went on that yacht too. And we saw the fireworks
on the
boat.
They always do on like Friday
on
or some shit.
You know the vibes.
So they just do it.
No, the hotel, one of the hotels does it right by the ocean. Yeah, and right. If you're out there on the boat. We were turning on Firework by Katy Perry, you know, like a dictator vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we just played it while the fireworks popping. Oh my God, bro.
Oh, that's lit.
Vibes,
bro.
Straight vibes.
Fuck me, mate. Well, thank you for bringing us back those cookies as well. Yeah, you actually delivered.
I got them on the Lulu cookies. Sorry, I couldn't get anything more expensive. I spent a lot of money. It's taxed there, low key.
It is, bro.
Yeah.
The food too and everything.
Food is really expensive. Yeah.
More than here or the same?
More.
Might be really? More, bro. I ate the most expensive Thai food, but it wasn't even like a crazy spot. Yeah, yeah. It was just their prices are so expensive. Yeah.
It's because it's an island. Everything has to be imported.
Right. Yeah. That part, and also, you know, like we're going to their island, so they can tax.
Yeah.
Tax the tourists.
Yeah. What you think about them ABC stores?
Dude,
you visit?
I love the ABC stores.
I love
the
quick little Masubi on the go.
Masubi on the little keychain.
It's kind of like, you know, New York got the delis. I think it's Hawaii's version, low key. It's like a 7-Eleven as well, honestly.
No, but they're on every single corner.
Convenience store.
Yeah. Every corner, though.
Mm-hmm. It's more like a Family Mart in Korea.
Yeah, how it's
on every corner.
Yeah.
And the little, like, you could get, like, little sushi rolls at 7-Eleven, too.
It's
like,
fire, bro.
It's
fire.
So good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dude, but low-key, I wish we got a car one of the days and went to North Shore.
Oh, you didn't go to North Shore?
Ooh.
We
Ubered everywhere. I feel like that was a little of an annoying.
That would rack up, too. For sure. Yeah.
Wait, what's in the North Shore?
It has, like, a bunch of other food and, like, really nice beaches.
Is that the pineapple one? Is that
no,
in the middle?
No, it's the
middle?
Shrimp truck. Yeah, Giovanni's is on the other side.
You didn't go there?
Yeah. No, and I didn't get the Matsumoto shaved ice, so we got to go back, guys. And we got to get a Jeep, and we're cruising.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to. Jeep in Hawaii's Mando.
An open door Jeep.
Open door, Mando.
Yeah.
Oh, Mando. The weather's probably nice,
dude,
too.
Dude, imagine
right now,
our pictures in the back in the Jeep, just like the Megan's view.
Oh, that's
the bird's eye view.
Drop top whiz off.
Yeah.
That drop top.
Yeah, man.
We gotta go sometime.
We need to go.
How much money do I need for this trip?
Dude, honestly, I would say
5 days.
5 days? Comfortably?
Yeah.
Depends what she's trying to do. Because if you're trying to save, you could be on a budget there.
You can be on a budget.
You could.
If you want to like jet ski and snorkel.
Yeah.
Like that, ATV. Yeah. No yacht, but jet ski and shit.
Oh, dude.
Like, I would say
I
like
got a number here.
I would say like 2.5 to 3.
I'll say that as well. Like
is
minimum.
That including the ticket?
Oh no.
Yeah, for me I didn't.
No, that's including everything. Hotel,
hotel,
the ticket
five,
there.
Yeah.
Actually, more close to 3 with the ticket and hotel.
Yeah, hotel a little more. Hotel every night's like 2, 3.
No, it's expensive to go to Hawaii, but
hey, host a club night at
That's what I'm saying.
And in Hawaii at District?
I don't think it was at District, was it?
Well, no, the club you went to.
Oh,
I'm just saying, like, what if we did that?
Bro, I think we should.
That would be so
UTI's
fun.
Event there was lit. I feel like some of our fans is similar. So we got to have some
fans
out there.
They hosted it at District 2?
No, at Hawaii, in Hawaii.
I know. Did they
I don't know. I don't know if it was District,
I don't think they did.
Probably
district.
Not. Probably not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the top club or is there more?
For sure, that's the top. Yeah.
Is there, like, any others?
I don't know. I'm not too sure, actually.
We might need a little lower one, honestly.
Yeah.
That one sounds a little too good, bro.
We can do it.
Yeah. But bottles out there are low-key less expensive than here. Oh, like bottle service.
Dude, oh, really?
Dude, people probably don't even get the bottle service.
No, nobody. Yeah. They just go.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of Asians there. Nice.
A lot.
At district?
It's pretty diverse.
Oh, it's pretty diverse.
Yeah,
oh,
there was a lot of everybody.
Damn, bro. No, they got to let us know for real, bro. If there's a lot of people in the comments from Hawaii, bro, we actually got to go.
No, actually, you know, this is kind of cheesy and corny, and I'm being dead ass honest, but I was there and I low key thought about you guys. I was like, damn, this would be really fun with y'all.
Really?
Yes.
No, we have to go now.
Yeah.
I prefer that spot over any of the other spots.
Dude, because I know we just do some fuck shit. And it would be super
and
funny.
And it's like a true vacation for
us. It's chill,
well.
Bro. You know? It's hella chill, bro. Yeah.
Do you have to go during the summer?
No. We,
really? But
my family goes during the winter.
No, but the thing is, like, it rains in, like, the other seasons. Yeah. Even in the summer, it rains.
It rains.
It does rain.
It rains like Florida, where it, like, pours and then stops.
Yeah, it stops,
and
though.
Then pours and then stops.
Yeah.
So,
But is this still hot? Like, let's say we went in
December.
It's hot
year round.
It's hot year round.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Also, it doesn't really matter when you go.
Not really. Okay. And maybe the other seasons would be less people because it was kind of packed.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like we would want it packed though, right?
Maybe.
Like right
maybe,
now,
maybe.
Yeah. Fuck, man. I want to go.
Yeah.
Anyway. Maybe like we'll Thanksgiving try. Time.
Paul, are you excited for your trip?
Oh, I can't wait, bro.
I bet.
All I could think about.
You got
about,
your passport ready?
Passport ready. I didn't have a passport for so long, and then finally I got one.
How
so.
Long did it take you to get it?
Like 6 months, dude.
Dude, I heard.
Damn.
No, but I lost mine. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to look into getting a new one because I'm trying to go to Japan with Esther.
But yours is just a renewed one, right?
No, it's just lost.
Yeah, so you're just renewing it. This was like your first passport? Yeah,
like I had one, but it got stolen when I was a kid, bro. So I didn't have one for years. So I don't know if it was a new one.
So
or
the kid one definitely expired already.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Can anyone let me know if you lost your passport, what the process was? I really wanted to ask that.
I think you go to the mail place. Mail
yeah,
office.
That's where I went.
Yeah.
USPS, and it was really easy.
Yeah. And they have like a little.
But it took like 6 months though?
Yeah, because it comes from like the government, bro.
And no, I heard it's really slow.
If you expedite it, it's like 1 month.
Expedite is like twice the price though.
Yeah, it is, bro. It is. But we also went to the UTI party. Super Bonsai event.
Wait, I totally forgot to ask you guys how that went.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god.
This man got wasted.
I got so fucked up. I don't
know.
That
fun?
Oh, I got so fucked up.
I don't know
she drove my fucking car.
I know, she
bro.
Did. She did. Wow. But you were not at 10, though, right?
Bro, I was really at 10.
Okay, okay,
bro,
good.
She
good,
drove
good.
My fucking car, bro.
Bro, why do you always do that?
Bro, what do you mean?
I look, you feel like I've driven his car a lot.
Oh, you have.
You probably have.
You guys have driven it one time each, bro. That's it.
No, at least twice.
Jennifer's done at least twice.
At least twice.
Nah, bro.
No, I've done
you did it
at
after
least...
the Areno C night with Sago, right? You did that one night. That's it.
No, you did it when LA. Remember when
there
we
was
drank
an LA
with...
one too.
There was an LA
oh,
one.
When we drank with UTI the first time.
You were smashed that night, bro. Oh my god, bro.
We're bringing up shit from a year ago.
Yeah, so what, bro? So what?
Stop chanting and there it is.
Bro, and how many times have I driven you guys?
No,
like,
I know
I've
done it.
Wait, I've never took my car and then someone else drives it back.
Bro,
I've done that.
Obviously, like I'm trying to do you guys a favor and like I'm gonna drive you guys up to LA. All
right, bro.
But I'm gonna have some fun too, type
bro. Just explain why did you get so drunk that night, bro?
Bro,
how we ate a whole ass meal right before.
Yeah. So we met up with like Sulla and Scott
beforehand.
Yeah. We had what's it called Marugame.
Marugame.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
How'd you like it first time?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. And then we went. Pre-gamed a little bit before we got in.
Like the 5-minute pregame.
Yeah, the 5-minute pregame.
I was the only one that took a shot in that pregame.
Yeah, a little beatbox and shit.
Yeah,
where'd you guys pregame?
Where? Just the car.
Parking lot and shit.
Yeah, like right outside of it.
Literally the car.
There's no parking, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
no
like
parking.
Parking.
Yeah,
Jordan's house is pretty insane.
Oh, yeah.
But... So we get in there and honestly, like me and Paul were talking about it, like there was a lot of like when you first walk in, it's a little awkward.
Because
I feel like everyone's kind of like sizing each other up in like a clout way.
Oh, really?
You didn't feel that?
I felt awkward, but not in that way.
I felt awkward because I just didn't know anyone.
Yeah, I was just
But everyone kind of does because everyone kind of does content. So
that is true.
Everyone's like, oh, that's that guy. That's this guy. Let me
see. Did you recognize people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people.
But the reason why I got so fucked up was that, shout out my boy Arm and Hammer, man.
Oh!
So, So Joseph Young. Yeah, so I said, what's up? And then we go to take a shot. And then Wu-Tok pours me a fucking shot from his fucking bottle. Uh-huh. And then I take a back-to-back shot with Joseph.
Oh.
And then that's what got me. I think that's what's got me fucked up.
Definitely is. Because I lost you during that time. And you came back and you were fucked.
Yeah. No, honestly... It was so perfect because, like, I don't know how I wasn't getting fucked up. I took a good, like, 6 or 7 shots because I was like, I do not want to be here. Yeah. I was just like, I felt so awkward at one point because I was just like, I don't know anyone. So I needed down shots. But
dude, and you know when you're kind of just, like, at a party and you don't know what to do?
Yeah.
You just sip on what's in your hand.
Yeah. Right.
So that's what's... Like, that's what happened that night.
Yeah. Oh.
Had hella drinks. Uh-huh. Like, I was, like, people would be like, yo, get like five, like, fucking nectars. And then, like, I would have 2 in my hand.
What?
So I'd be, like, double fisting nectars.
No
like,
yeah, way.
Like, yeah, that makes sense. Also, you kind of break the ice by saying, let's take a shot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
True.
So,
honestly, one of my favorite parts, though, was my college friend was there. Oh, she's dating another influencer guy.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And it was like, she's like literally like, we used to party so much younger. So it was like full circle moment because she has a baby now.
Yeah.
And it was really good to see her.
Well, that's crazy, bro. No, that guy's sick. I've never seen him in person.
Who are we talking about? He's super cool.
It's a dude named
cool.
Nick, I think, right?
Is he handsome?
Yeah, he's handsome, bro.
His name is Nick.
Yeah.
Or no, your friend.
Michaela. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
They're
so
like both influencers, right?
Yeah, they're both influencers. And that was my first time meeting Nick. He was so nice. He was like, we're going to get shots for everyone. So I was just taking shots with them. So
no, really that guy's nice, wild, bro. Oh, I used to see his thing on Twitter, bro. What?
No way.
Bro. Let's not bring it over there.
No, honestly, though, like he talked about in a pod, bro. He made hella money. I was like, respect.
Oh, he's
bro.
On OF.
Yeah, yeah. That's why. And he made hella bank. I was like, bro. He's hella chill with Sweet Tea, bro. That's how I first saw him. Yeah. But overall, the party was cool, I would say. Like, I like the first one better, if I'm being real. But
The first
Super Bonsai with you, too.
Yo, you know, when I was in Hawaii, this dude was at that party, too. And he was like, yeah, I heard some girl fell in a bush.
No.
No way.
Hometown hero.
Yes, bro.
You're a legend.
No
You're a
legend.
Did he say that, like, kind of knowing it was you?
I don't know.
Dude, he probably didn't, bro.
Dude, that means a lot of people heard about you fall through the bush.
Yes, no, literally.
At least they don't know who it is. They just know it's
but
a girl.
The crazy thing is, like, I actually fell.
No,
I free fell.
Hard.
No, you did.
Hard.
I wish I was there, bro.
I thought you got hurt.
No, literally, that's what everyone thought.
Yeah.
And apparently, a lot of people heard about that.
No, I think, thankfully, a lot of people didn't actually see it.
Yeah.
I think it was only me and, like, Hayden that saw it.
I was there, too. Oh, yeah.
Literally just, like, a couple.
Hayden was there.
I literally don't think anyone knows that it's you. They just, like, assume the girl
fell. They knew someone just fell into the bush, like, free fell.
But then if you don't see it, it doesn't, like, it's not as big of a, like,
Exactly. I didn't see it, so I can't imagine.
It's not as big of a deal.
Yeah.
But because we saw it, we're like, yo.
I think first thought, honestly, was we were worried. It wasn't even funny at first.
It wasn't. We were definitely worried.
Yeah. I actually thought it was no edge to that.
Because it enclosed.
You know, because we didn't know it was enclosed, though.
No.
Yeah, we're in the hills.
Did you guys think that she died for a second?
Because there's trees, but you don't see the fence.
So she
falls, and I'm like, oh, my God, bro. Like, me and Jason are going to have to hike down this
bitch. No, we're in the hills. Like, it's literally a...
No, sorry. Yeah, it's a big bitch.
No. She just disappeared, but she was all good.
Yeah.
But then this party, that's cool. Honestly, like, we left kind of early because I was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, we left early.
You did like 12:30. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty
Dude, might have even been 12, bro, if I'm
I think
being
it was
honest.
12.
Yeah.
What's it 12?
Yeah. But honestly, it was chill still. We got to talk to a lot of people, bro.
No, I'm glad I'm glad I saw the people that I really wanted to see.
Yeah, and I saw
all of them, which was.
We said what's good to Rex Dizzy. You know Rex Dizzy? Have you seen him?
No.
He's from like Beef. Right? He's from Beef, right?
I thought
that's where he got first popular.
Oh,
but he does
podcasts
and
short
stuff.
Guy with glasses.
Yes, and he has like a bowl cut.
Oh, I know who that
was. Was he in Beef? I thought he was just on Dumb's Pod.
No, he was in Beef.
He was in Beef, bro.
Oh, really?
He was in Beef in like one of the last episodes.
Yeah, dude. But it was hella chill, bro. But it was funny. Speaking of Hayden, bro, he made a TikTok that night, right? Going around, right? I had no clue what TikTok he's making. Tell me why the next day I watch it. He's like, I'm passing the phone to the dude who looks like Steve from Minecraft. Yeah. And he passes it to me. I was like, bro, this fucker, bro.
I love
fucker,
that trend.
Bro.
I literally love that trend.
No, that shit was funny, though. It's like, it's
Steve
just because I have like a
Minecraft.
Square face. Yeah. And like Steve is like, they're all squares.
You do have a pretty square face, bro.
Jennifer.
What?
Jennifer, bro.
What?
Chill, bro. Why are you cooking me in the chat right now?
What did I say?
What do you mean, what did I say?
Am I wrong?
Okay, Steve.
No, honestly, though, I accepted it because I did get called that a lot on the TikTok live days, bro. Just coming in, yo, Steve. Steve. I'm like, bro, who's Steve? So, but no, that shit was funny, so Hayden. You got my ass, bro. He said Megan's his favorite member as well.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
We know that, though.
Yeah, we know that, though.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
Eventful week.
Yeah.
We're going to get into some questions.
Yeah, let's get into some. Eight?
Yeah.
Ooh, someone smoked that night.
No. This week at work, I had some time. So I developed a notepad. I showed Jason. And I just write it when I have time.
Aw, Paul.
Let's get it.
Okay, I have a question.
But I smoked at you. All right, that was pretty much like all we did this week. But we'll just get into some questions. Megan, you got the first one?
Yes. Okay. Do you guys like kind of change up what you post when you have a crush?
Like your story and shit?
Yeah, definitely. Like what you post.
I'm putting out my most fire thirst trap mm-hmm. I've ever seen.
No, facts.
The internet has ever seen when my crush is watching me.
Did you do that close friends move?
Where
you like put the dude on the close friends?
I do.
You do?
I put a lot of people on my close friends.
That you're not too tight with sometimes?
Not a lot, but I would say... How many close friends do you guys have?
Oh,
I don't know
if I want to
reveal this.
I don't really like use close friends.
I use close friends a lot.
I don't even have one made.
But if there's one that I have a crush on, he's mm-hmm. definitely in the close friends.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I have a lot of people in my close friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit. I have 100.
Oh, God.
Dude, but I feel like I'm just like, bro, I would just rather post it. Like, I don't really care if like only certain people can see it.
Yeah,
that is true too. That is true.
No, I kind of care. That's like because I don't have Snapchat anymore, so I need like a private story vibe.
Right.
True, so that's like my private story.
Yeah, I have an image to upkeep. Yeah. Some things can't be put on the main.
Exactly.
Also, if it's anything, I don't want anyone else to see.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
Like, another thing that I do when I have a crush is like I'll like bring out all my talents, bro. Like literally every single one of my talents. I'll like cook more and then make it really pretty and then post it. Or like if I like painting or something, I'll like paint some bullshit and make it seem like I'm super artsy. I'll like pull out all my like special trading cards.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's not even changing the post, bro.
No.
That's changing the lifestyle.
No,
bro.
Same, dude. Literally one time I like this guy who said he likes smart girls, so I started posting book reviews.
No. I feel like you did do that.
I did do that.
What the heck?
I literally...
You went to like a book club or some shit?
No, what it was hell? Right after this guy was like,
bro.
I love girls who read. Started posting my book reviews.
Right.
Oh my God.
Did that work?
Yeah.
That might have.
It worked?
That might have, bro. That's unique right there.
Yeah. Well, he started sliding up.
Like saying what? Oh, is that book actually good?
No, on other stuff.
Oh.
But it was during that time.
Oh,
yeah, I've definitely done one of those too.
But I don't think guys change too much from what they post.
Well, yeah, guys don't post in general.
Yeah.
Some guys post a lot.
Some guys post
like influencers.
They do. Do you think it's usually like younger people though, or even older?
It depends.
I feel like it might be like the low-key millennial, like hitting 29, 30.
No, it's always dudes that don't work.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Oh
that,
my
like,
god.
Like one unemployed friend.
No,
on a random Tuesday.
Yeah. Dude, there's literally a dude. This is so random, but you know him, bro. My boy T, bro. He went to high school with me. He used to be like a trapper and stuff, and he always posted like these crazy stories, Snapchat stories, like every day, hella, right?
Mm-hmm.
Recently, right? He posts one of those. He's rapping a song, says the N-word, right? And then the rapper saw the video and made a whole TikTok out of it. So
there's
like a million view video, and it's him like saying the N-word, and then the rapper comes in after he stitches it, and he's like, chill out on my white homie.
but he's
kind of like joking with them about it too.
No way.
It's this guy like DB Bout a Bag. That's the rapper's name.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, he's been kind of trending a little bit recently. Yeah, DB Bout a Bag, and he posted my boy.
Because he's white and says the N-word, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so he was getting, like, roasted?
Yeah, he was like, oh, actually, all the comments were like, yo, like, it's chill. Like, you could tell he's vibing, like.
Yeah.
Like, everyone actually fucked with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
It is funny. And I was like, bro, it's about time, though. Because that dude, he used to always pull shit like that. I was almost happy for him. So random, but yeah.
He manifested it.
For real, bro. Hometown hero, bro.
Yeah. I just post more in general.
Yeah, It's either I like post more or like I'll get like so much more like anxiety about my post too.
Yeah.
Like so much anxiety about my post.
Oh my gosh.
I literally hate it. I'm like staring at this one post that's like literally nothing. And I'm like, oh my God, do I post it? I keep checking it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's crazy how much you care about a post, but everybody else is just swipe, swipe, swipe.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. And
you're like, oh my God.
I know, yeah. Dude. If you look at it too many times, bro, you can't even post it anymore.
Yeah, it starts morphing.
It does morphing. Fuck, dude. But you know that one time you posted that dump him tee? You posted a shirt. It said like dump him or something.
Yeah.
I feel like that inspired some girls, bro.
Did it?
I swear to God, bro.
Why?
I don't know. I looked at that post. Oh, I was like, yeah, I looked at that post. I was like, bro, there's definitely some girls like, oh, dude, yeah, I'm dumping him. I'm dumping them, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
I realized, bro, dude, them especially, bro, they got a lot of followers, bro. They're influencers for real, bro. I saw your guys' shit recently, bro. Like 13K, basically, both y'all.
Yeah.
Bro, they're actually influencers, bro. I like it. Me and you grew like 2, 3K, bro. Fuck, bro. After 2 years, bro. Shit.
It's all good. Hey, it's all good, bro.
Yeah, it's a working
thing. I be posting some weird shit, and I don't lose no one.
You get a lot of likes, though.
Yeah, I get a lot of likes.
You do.
And also, like, I be posting the weird shit, and I check my shit, and nobody unfollows. So I know everybody's riding with me.
Yeah.
Like, I know everyone's riding with me.
No, that's good.
You know what I mean? There's not a lot of followers, but I'm...
No, that's good, bro. Yeah. Do you have another question for us though, Megan?
You guys go first now.
My requests are getting spooky.
Oh, for real?
Super
bro,
spooky.
Bro, I saw you fucking saw outed that guy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Wait, that's weird.
No, that's weird as fuck.
Dude, that's, he needs to shame. Be shamed.
Bro, fucking some dude sent her like some clip.
Uh-huh.
Like, you wouldn't send this to the person.
Yeah,
no,
it's like I dare you,
to.
Dare you to send this to the person you jerked off to. You wouldn't. What? And I fucking blasted him on my story, and he deleted his account.
No way.
Yeah.
Was this recently?
It was literally 2 days ago.
Oh
yeah,
my God,
I missed
that, bro.
Yeah. When I
what
saw
the
that.
Hell?
Because I posted it and it showed his username.
Yeah.
Because shame.
Dude,
shame
yeah,
on you.
Dude, you deserve it, bro. What the
hell?
Yeah,
that's weird.
That's a weird-ass DM.
Yeah.
But the thing is, dude, those guys do it to all those, like, streamer girls, I bet. All those, like,
probably.
Really, like,
no, they do.
Day,
that's
bro.
Disgusting.
It's crazy,
was
though.
It, like, a real account or did it have...
It was a real account.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It wasn't, like, following, like,
no.
Hella?
They had, like, 600-700 followers.
Oh, my... Oh, so it's actually, like...
It's, like, a dude. Yeah, you weirdo.
That's crazy, bro.
No, I'm glad you did. Yeah, these DMs sometimes be a little scary, bro.
Sometimes it's less. That was like more the extreme ones.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones are less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the next question for us. My questions are actually so random. Reading them back, but just let me know. But the first question is.
Oh wait, sorry. Before you get into the question.
You're good.
I needed to tell you guys something from Hawaii. I actually got recognized 3 times.
Oh.
But one of the times, okay, I met this lovely boy. He was in front of this fish market, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh my gosh, are you Jennifer? And he's like, you look so pretty today. And oh. Then later on, I checked my request. He said, hey, like, if you're free tonight, like, I'd love to buy you a drink. And I was like, that was so cute.
was he
but
did
I
you
wanted
go?
To shout him
did
out
you go?
Yeah, shout
did
him out.
Did I go? Yeah. No, I had plans.
What's the name?
Oh, I don't know the name, but
he knows
you know. Yeah. If you know, you know.
Okay. That's so sweet.
Yeah, shout out to that dude, bro.
Mm-hmm. Lit, man. I'm trying to go out there. Fuck.
All right, we can move
at least
on
you're going
to
New York
question.
Soon,
bro. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, then I'll keep the question on the theme of vacations. If you had to choose anyone here to go on vacation with, who would you choose and why?
Me and one other person?
Yeah, me, you and one
Ooh.
Other person here on the cast.
Okay.
Ooh, I would choose Megan because it would
okay.
be the
Jennifer
nastiest two-man ever. on wheels. No, on air.
For real.
Damn, really?
Where are we going, bro? Where are we going? Anywhere?
Anywhere. Yeah. You could pick a trip together, we'll say.
I mean, if it's just one-on-one, probably you.
Yeah. No, I was thinking the same thing. I guess it's just like that, huh? Like, guys and girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's how, honestly,
where would
it's
we
gotta
go,
be like
Jennifer?
That, bro. Yeah, where would we go, bro?
We?
Italy.
Fuck.
UK.
Dude, I feel like we got to mob Korea.
We can go Korea.
That'd
yeah.
be a scene,
bro. Oh, my God. Korea,
Korea
would be crazy.
You know, I feel like we would do well in, like, Turks or something.
Oh, my
really?
God.
Yeah.
Oh my
okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a different spot? Or you think Korea would be nasty?
No, Korea would be fun, bro.
Yeah,
Korea would
dude.
Be fun.
Oh, my God, bro.
But, like, Vegas, I'll go with, like, Jennifer, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know if you guys get road rage.
Road rage?
I do not get road rage. And also, I think I get really annoyed when someone is very mad.
Yeah.
Or you get annoyed at the person being mad.
Yeah.
Because
it's not that serious. Some people get so upset.
Superman. Dude, that's like one of my biggest icks, like ever. Like road from a guy especially. Like my brother has really bad road rage. And it gives me so much anxiety too. Because I'm like, if the other car starts flipping us off and then, I don't know. I'm like, you know, what if they pull out a gun or something? That's like my fear.
I'm not like the guy that's like yelling like, yo, what the fuck? You know, I'm not that guy. But I'm like if you give me the, like if you're flipping me off, I'm laughing at you. Because someone laughed at me and it irked me so. I was like, I'm so heated and you're laughing at me. I was like, oh my God, I need to fucking do that shit now.
Oh, that's
so,
a good move.
So every time somebody like looks at me, it, like road rage or flips me off, I'm laughing. I'm laughing in their face with direct eye contact.
That's good. That's good.
But that's my move. But like in Irvine, bro, it's just like there's a lot of slow.
Yeah.
A lot of slow ass drivers,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's I really hate it, bro.
I hate it.
They gotta move, bro. Yeah,
like
bro.
I hate it, bro. And they're always like some like old like mom, like Asian mom, like with a big ass hat.
And they have the arm gloves.
Yeah, like the big ass hat. I'm like,
no, I used to never get road rage, but Emily gets hella bad road rage.
Really?
Yeah, that
I would
ass,
not expect
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that small motherfucker got some rage in there, bro. Like, she'd be getting so mad. It kind of rubbed off on me. So now sometimes I'm driving, I'm like, fuck, bro. I get actually heated, bro.
Actually, Esther has bad road rage, but I think it's so funny because I'm like, should I flip them off? And then I'll like put up my
Yeah.
Like, she's like laughing. Not so I make fun of her.
No, it is kind of funny.
Yeah, I'll say one comment. I'll be like, you slut or something, you know, but I'm like by myself in the car. Like I would
slut?
Never say that.
Crazy to say.
Like I'm with anyone near me, but then after I'll just be like, oh my gosh.
Are you like rolling the window down?
No. They don't even hear me say it. I just say it to myself.
Oh, like after they pass.
Yeah, so my anger is somewhat relieved, you know. And I'm also not a honker. I'm a high beamer.
Same.
I can't honk.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, high beam?
I don't even honk. I just wait.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I wait like 10 seconds, and if they don't do it still, like, then I'll honk.
Damn. Mm. Yeah.
I feel so bad honking, so I'm a high beamer.
See, that only works at night, though.
I try to think it works during the day. Maybe if I'm, like, super close, you'll see the reflection off the mirror.
I think it'll work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the people who do get road rage get that way because they hate it because they hate how dangerous you're driving.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
putting
yeah,
other
yeah,
people's yeah, lives in danger right. makes them angry.
Facts.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big one. Yeah, yeah.
That is true, too.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of time it's just annoying as well, though.
Yeah.
It's very annoying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like, as guys, does it bother you if a girl has really bad road rage?
A girl? I never really met a girl with road rage, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I never met one before either until now. And in the beginning, honestly, like I was like, oh, it's like cute. And then now I'm like, bro, Emily, you gotta chill, bro.
Yeah.
What does she say?
She just like, fuck, dude. Like, she wants to flip them off and shit. She's like, that style.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's
like,
feisty
yeah,
with
like,
it.
Yeah, fuck, dude. Like, so fucking bad at driving. Blah, blah. Like, she goes off, bro. Like, yeah. But, yeah, dude, now I'm like, yo, just chill, bro. like, because honestly, too, like, a lot of time I feel the same way where I'm like, yo, like, there's no need, bro. Like, at the end of the day, what are we gonna do? Like, you know, follow each other home and start fighting, you know? Like, what the fuck, bro?
See, that's my fear.
Yeah,
that's like my actual fear.
Dude, yeah, Emily's little as fuck, bro. I'm like, dude, you're getting actually crushed, bro. Any like, yeah.
No facts, yeah. Emily gotta be careful with that.
She got that Chihuahua.
It's just literally like her dog. She's just like Bugatti. If you really know Emily, she's just like Bugatti, bro. And that fucker's kind of feisty, bro. Yeah. What was your question though? You said you had one.
Yeah. Are you done with this one?
Yeah.
Okay, this one's kind of about exes.
Okay.
And I think we've might have asked or answered this one before, but
love this topic.
Should you still be friends with your past like hookups?
Hookups?
Yeah, hookups.
Hookups don't matter.
So that's
if
cool.
If it's been long enough,
yeah.
I think it's fine.
To be friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in a situation where like before I didn't really have hookups before him. So I didn't have like anyone to run into. But I feel like now I really don't know what to say, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know? Because they're all still in my life. You know? And like it's not like a it's not like a.
Oh yeah, your friends. Weird about your friends. You're yeah, good friends with your
like
hookups.
Good friends. Yeah, like yeah. We hang out, yeah. Like go to raves.
That's
do whatever,
crazy
you know?
To be good friends. I don't know. I can't do it, bro.
I think for me, for us, and like our friend group, it's like not that deep. When we're just like.
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
still
yeah.
like people and friends. We're friends for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
So it, because we hooked up doesn't mean like.
Facts.
It would be bad, but that also makes me sound so bad because like. What if I get a boyfriend, you know? Maybe we'll
yeah.
I'll make
poor
it.
Guy.
I'll let it
yeah.
be up to him.
But going back to your question, bro. Wait, what was the question again? Real quick.
Like, should you still be friends with your past hookups?
Oh, yeah. You know? Like, if it's my girl and yeah. she's friends with her, like, ex hookups, like, I do not like that at all, bro.
Yeah, of course not.
No fly zone, bro.
What if you guys weren't, like, what if you guys were single?
You wouldn't even know.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't know. So it'd be fine. But when you're dating, bro, like, honestly, even, like, sometimes I think about it. Like, if they even follow, like, the hookups, it could be a little, like, awkward as well. You know what I mean? Like if you, on even on social media. Because I feel like if you follow them on social media, right, and you, like, run into them in person, like, you might be like, yo, like, they might come up and say what's good or
yeah,
something, you know?
They're not going to fuck, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, dude, who knows, bro? Who knows?
Are you guys, they like, talking follow. About, like, hookups as in, like, even just a makeout? Is that like someone
I'm
you'd
talking about more like
hookup?
Fucking, honestly.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking also makeout people.
Oh, okay.
No, makeout is
like
yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Dude, like sometimes like Emily will be like, bro, like you just follow like all these girls, like you got with like these girls and you still like follow them and shit. And mm-hmm. I realize like it could definitely bother the girl.
Oh yeah.
For
you do sure.
follow a lot yeah. of girls.
They all follow me back though. Check.
Why does that matter? Yo, oh my god. Check, if you fucking said
check,
that
bro.
To Emily, did you say that to Emily?
I've definitely said that to Emily.
Bro, what?
Bro, that means it's like,
oh god,
I'm not
a
fan.
Bad, dude, that's a backhand. Bro, that's a backhand to the face.
That
would
no, because like.
Is that fucked?
That's so fucked.
Because honestly, bro, like I'd be on Instagram and like I see you liking these girls' pics too.
Yeah.
And like obviously like you follow them and they follow you back.
Right.
But like they're not like a friend.
Yeah. Right.
Like they're definitely like a girl that you like found interesting in the past.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I think they're like tripping.
Dude, not you being like they follow me back. Like, bro, what?
I'm not a fan.
Ew.
It's like they're homies.
It's worse that you say that because you're like, yeah, like they know me. Like yeah.
No,
bro.
It's more like why is it weird if they're like a homie?
But they're like
not
yeah, but they're actually not even homies. Bro.
Yeah, but it's like you're familiar enough.
No, but you're not it's like different homie vibe.
Okay,
it
is. It is.
It's not like you guys hang out homie, it's more like, oh, he's a cool person, but we hung
right. Okay,
no,
I can acknowledge
it's
that.
A, he tried to get at me and he looked like okay, so I followed him back.
No, bro.
No, it was definitely like you followed them in your K-Town Playboy phase.
Yeah. That's
you know
what it is.
Mean?
That's
yeah,
what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So I
like,
feel
no
like,
worries. No worries, though.
Yeah.
That's the main thing I'm
yeah,
stressing.
Obviously, you're not going to go ahead and cheat.
Right.
But I think, like, Emily does have a right to feel some type of way.
Yeah.
Because you were probably interested at one point.
No, that's,
especially
but that's exactly what I'm
that
saying.
Comment.
Like, that's why it is, like, a pro. Like, it's understandable is what
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay,
Yeah.
Emily's super chill about that stuff, though.
Yeah, she is.
But, dude, you guys make it seem like I'm liking all these bitches' photos, bro.
You are, bro.
I'm not, bro.
You're on
all
girls'
I never
likes.
Dude, you can always. Look through my likes.
I know.
Really. And you'll be shocked.
Because you stopped recently.
That's what and she always says recently. She said recently 6 months ago. That's what I'm like, bro.
No, I said you stopped recently.
But you said
in
that
the
also
last
6 months
year,
ago.
In the last year.
Yeah. I can agree.
In the last year.
What are we talking about?
I did stop. And I literally stopped because I was like, bro. Because like, you guys mentioned it. And I was like, I gotta chill out with that.
Yeah, no, you did chill out.
Because some people could, I guess, feel a certain way.
But you went crazy with that,
but
though.
But nah, bro. No way, bro.
Back
honestly,
then, yeah. I
no
seen
way.
You.
That shit,
and
like, urged
pictures.
Me to my core, bro. That literally shit. What? That little. Liking? Like, liking and you being the fucking first name that I see. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do guys care the reverse?
Nah, bro.
If my girl's liking some other dude's pic, yeah, I fucking care. Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, really?
Hell fucking yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Like, does it depend if he's like a good looking guy or something, though?
That plays a role.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be doing that shit, you guys.
Yeah.
Be mindful
bro.
Of why you guys are following
no,
each other.
No, you know what, though? Like, fuck the post. The real shady shit happens with the story likes.
Story. Oh, yeah.
Dude, story likes are
bro.
So... I swear bro, to God, bro. That's when cheating became so
easy.
No, 10x, 100x easy.
Leave no trace, baby.
Dude, exactly. Literally. I will
like
never
Snapchat,
trust a man
bro.
Again. after that.
You know what's another big opera that no one else will know is like when people like your repost on TikTok. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's such a... I don't know. Like I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet at all.
I don't see too many repos either.
Who the fuck is liking your repost, bro? That is a very specific...
I don't care about that. Paul likes my repost all the time.
There's a crazy funny one yesterday or so, the dance.
Dude, yeah.
Dude, oh, that was a good repost.
All I want is money.
No, that one was good.
Dude, but the story likes, yeah, bro. That is a shady ass way.
So it shady.
Because I'm not telling my girl, even if a bunch of girls are liking my story, right. I'm not like showing that to my girl.
Exactly.
Like she'll never know.
Yeah.
She'll ever. Actually never know.
Nah, I so show that sus. Shit, bro.
You do? like out of like, out
it's
of like.
It's like a joke. It's like, oh yeah. It's like, bro.
Guess who?
Yeah. No, but I have a funny story, bro. It's kind of like clowning me again about the whole like shit.
Yeah.
But basically, like, Emily went to Vegas recently, like 2 weeks ago or something. She did. Right? And then she was like with this group of people, apparently, like at a table and shit. And there's like girls, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. And then she's like talking about it with her homies because like they like follow the girls or look at their Instagrams. And then later, Emily's like scrolling down and she's like, liked by Paul Lee. Yeah, liked by Paul Lee, right? And then she brings it up. Like, she didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But somehow, like, it came up. Yeah. And then she's like, yo, like, who is this, bro? Like, this like from way back then.
Yeah.
She's like, I knew it, you fucking fuck boy, blah, blah, blah. She's like going off on me and shit.
Really?
But it was funny because it was like a person where like I had like a funny story about.
Okay.
So it wasn't that like weird.
Okay.
I was like, damn, the like shit actually, bro. Like, what am I gonna do? Go back and like delete my likes from 2018?
No, you know.
But if there was a way, bro, honestly, they need to invent it, bro. They need to invent it, bro. They need to. Please, bro. Comments as well, bro.
But you wouldn't ever like unfollow those girls you followed back in the day?
No, I unfollow. Like, I don't follow them no more. But it's just, like, my like is down there, you know.
So yeah,
it's
just,
she's still like,
there.
Yo, like.
Oh, so you actively like unfollowed all those girls from back
not
in the day?
Not all of them, but like a lot of them. Yeah, like. Okay. Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, be careful with the likes, bro.
No,
be
for
careful,
real.
Be careful, man.
Nah, people don't even be liking shit no more for that reason.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah. Instagram is just going down overall,
dude, because Instagram is so judgy.
It feels like
there's
judgy,
so many people who watch judgy. You that don't interact with your posts.
Facts.
And I feel like that's why it's beginning to like feel so like, damn, like, am I under a microscope or something?
Dude, yeah.
I need to do like my spring cleaning of my followers.
There's anxiety behind it.
No, I wanted to ask you guys,
cleaning of my followers.
I feel like I did that right after high school and I need to do it now that I'm done with college.
Yeah. No, it's good to have those every other night.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was gonna say, for as a girl, sometimes do you guys ever look at like the bookmarked and like how many people sent your post?
Bro,
yeah. I feel like that would make me
so
feel
high.
So high.
Dude, it doesn't make you feel weird, like
so weird.
Yeah. So I feel like it would make you feel good.
It kind of makes me feel a little good.
Good there. Too, yeah, but also, but like, yo, who's like sharing my shit to people? Like,
if I could see that list, bro, that would be so.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully one day Instagram just fucking reveals it.
Nah, they would never.
They would never. But you know, for them, it's like all dudes to their boys. Like, yo.
Yeah, it's dudes to the dude group chat.
Yep. And it's just like, bro, it's kind of crazy. As a dude, it might be worse, bro.
What?
For me, when I see like the sent post, I'm like, fuck, it's definitely some dude roasting me to his voice.
I sometimes think that too.
Oh, really?
Or like, it's not all good stuff.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's all good
more
stuff.
Actually, no, the guys are all sending it because they think you're cute.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, for
but
girls?
I think if a girl's sending it, they're trying to roast you.
For sure, they're trying to roast you. Oh, bro.
That's so true.
As a guy, it's fucked if you have saved it or like shared shit.
Dude, that's why I don't have a business account, bro.
Oh, you don't have a business account?
Yeah, like
I don't have
Instagram,
a business
bro.
Account.
Oh, really? I'm not trying to see all the analytics like that.
Oh, wait, I do have the business account. What am I talking
about?
Oh, really?
Like, mm-hmm. I'm public, but I'm not trying to see, like, you know, like how many accounts reached a chair. You know what I mean?
I had it off, but I turned it back on.
Yeah.
I wanted to see that stuff.
See,
I like
analytics.
Seeing
yeah,
the
see,
analytics.
But, like, why? Like,
dude, just, but the accounts reached is so interesting to me. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Bro, it's surprisingly high. And then you're like, bro, what? Every week, this many people are interacting with my shit when we're not even using Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, we are. What do you mean?
I mean, like, we're not posting that much.
Oh,
and
we're
shit,
not
you
posting,
know? It's more like we post on the pod. Yeah.
How many profile views do you get, Paul?
Like 10,000 a week.
Oh.
But then I bet for you guys, it's probably even more, no?
Yeah.
So
she
I'm
said,
like,
she said that like it was so low, bro.
No, she said they were both.
Bro, they were both like, oh. Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying,
bro.
What's your guys? 50?
No.
What is it? What is it, actually?
I think mine's like 40.
Oh, dude, that's OD high.
I don't even. I think mine's like 30
something. That's so high. If you, dude, I see other influencers like huge accounts.
Yeah.
And that list is low, dude.
Really?
Like ours is just surprisingly high for our amount of like.
I know. Yeah. We post good stuff though, and they probably get on the explore page.
Yeah.
I think that's how accounts get reached, right?
Sometimes no,
I think
like
it's from the podcast.
Yeah, I think it's
account,
that.
And then they just press on our profile.
Yeah, I think it is that too. I think it is that too.
Oh, Instagram is so weird. Like, there's so many like sneakily little flirting things you could do, and like, it's just getting a little just scary.
Sneaky app.
I remember back then, Instagram. I used to post what I got from McDonald's every day.
No, for real. I'm like, look what I'm watching on TV.
Pop a Valencia filter on it.
Yeah.
And then just send it.
Like on the story.
Yeah. Dude, my ad used to be Mick Jennifer. I should have kept that shit.
No,
that's crazy.
That would have been fire.
What was it before you changed it to Jen So Juicy? I don't even remember anymore.
Oh, I said it's my full government name.
Oh.
Yeah, but I changed it because I didn't want to put
that. That was a good play at that time. Like, people just know you as So Juicy now.
No, that's literally me.
That's crazy, bro.
Dude, no. And then I see on now Instagram, so many people have different variations of my name.
Oh, you started it.
Yeah, like really? Jen So Juicy. Oh. Like Jen So Juicy. Jen 2 Juicy. I see you guys.
Something Jason, bro.
What, me?
Yeah, I don't know. Something like that, though.
Dude, yeah, but I kind of like it because before I was like the tall Jen. Uh-huh. Like, that's how they describe me. Uh-huh. But then now it's just like Jen So Juicy.
No, that's dude, crazy. That is like true. That. I always refer to people by their Instagram at.
Yeah.
That's so funny, but true.
I do that. Yeah.
Damn, bro. You think there's going to be like a new app coming out soon?
I hope so.
There hasn't been one in a while.
No.
That competes with Instagram?
That competes with everything.
Nah, bro. Nothing's beating Instagram.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't know. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
about
the meta world? There's no way.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Or just like another variation of like a TikTok, for example. Something new, bro.
You know what we haven't seen in a while? Like Be Real. That kind of vibe. I never got on
Be Real. I never, ever.
I had a
I don't know why.
It had its hype.
It did.
I want one of those like super quick little social media things that just like get super popular and then die out.
You like that's those? What
I think those are fun, like in the moment.
Remember Fohoto? Do you guys know that?
No.
Photo with three H's. No, you don't know that.
That's what Laps kind of try to do with the Be Real.
Yeah.
But I feel like they didn't make it.
Damn, bro.
Dude, I had someone like Be Real do a Be Real photo with me, like, and I was like, there's no, I haven't heard Be Real in so long. Dude. Like, there's people that still use recently? It today. Yeah.
There is some people. I get the notification sometimes. It's crazy.
Oh,
do
you still have the app?
Yeah, bro. I need to get rid of that shit. But,
What's your guys' favorite social media app?
TikTok.
YouTube, for sure, bro.
YouTube's
kind of different categories, though. Like
What are you, bro?
Well, like, are you more so for, like, entertainment? For YouTube or social media?
We'll do like entertainment and social media. So entertainment would be like YouTube. Actually, that's too. Is there not even that many? Just pick one.
What if you could only choose one?
That you can keep and delete everything else?
Can we like delete?
No.
Okay.
Just one.
Two?
Three is easy.
Okay.
Okay, I have my one. It's TikTok too. TikTok. I love TikTok.
Yeah, mine's YouTube too, honestly.
YouTube?
I use it the most. Yeah.
YouTube is a big one.
What do you watch on YouTube?
Just so much random stuff now.
Like what? Do you watch like those nature shit? Like trying to survive in the wild?
Oh, I do occasionally.
A lot of guys like that.
That's
shit.
A classic 2 a.m. video. Yeah. Video. Yeah. They're always from like Australia and shit.
Yeah, and they
catch and cook on the beach.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
No, those are lit.
Survive 24 hours.
Literally. No, those are fun.
I do love those camping videos. Like so much. Yeah.
Bro, if you really can't sleep, bro, this is probably for you especially. Watch these videos on YouTube, bro. I found it at like 4 a.m. the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It's like ASMR shave. It's like an Indian guy and he's shaving ASMR.
Yeah.
And they like fucking massage your head neck massage after and stuff. Yeah.
I can't fall asleep to ASMR.
What do you type in?
Huh? What do you type into the search box?
ASMR Indian barber or something like that.
I'm gonna look it up.
You know what I've been watching? Like so many like space videos and like I've been watching like Crash Course videos
fun. For real?
But it'd be like. Like, why did all the dinosaurs actually die? And then it would explain that.
I know why.
You know, I just
after
love.
After the recent, are you smarter than the seventh grader? She's trying to step it up for next time.
No.
I know what it is.
I like watching, like, space videos. So I watch all, like, space videos.
We'll do space next time, right?
Okay.
I have a question for everybody.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you cried and why?
We get in sad with it, huh? We get in sad with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be even sad, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I actually haven't cried in a while.
Yeah.
Fuck. Been like 2 weeks or something.
Honestly, I haven't cried in a really long time, too.
Really?
But, like, for me, that's not that long. Like, I think for me, it might have been, honestly, I'm thinking, you remember we filmed that one, like, post-college depression video?
Mm-hmm.
During that era, I think I cried once, for sure. It was, like, a while ago. This is when we were filming at Jason's house.
You haven't cried since then?
Yeah. I don't think
what?
I've cried since then. Yeah.
That's a long-ass time.
Last year?
Yeah.
He said last year?
Yeah, when we were filming at Jason's house.
Was that a full year ago?
That was a full year ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At my Hermione's house, right?
Yeah.
Oh, because that was summer, huh?
Yeah.
Because that was before we went to Jennifer's.
No, that was a whole ass year ago.
Yeah, that was. I think that was the last time. Because honestly, after that time, like, I kind of, like, learned a little bit more how to, like, prevent myself from getting to that far deep of, like, a sadness. It's like recently hit, like when I failed that class, I was hella like down and shit. But yeah. after that time, I kind of learned, like, I was like, oh, I need to do this and this and this. Mm-hmm. And it'll like kind of slowly help me.
Yeah.
And so I just did that.
What?
Yeah. I feel like Jason's probably been longer, maybe.
Nah, bro. If I didn't cry when I broke up with my ex-girl, then it would have been longer. But yeah.
Oh, shit.
But that was like a couple months ago.
Oh, yeah. That was a couple months ago.
Damn. You guys don't cry for months at a time? I think I have to cry like once a month.
Oh, really?
I'm a lot more. I cried. I remember when I cried. It was like a little over a week ago, but it was so stupid. It was literally like I was like low key like hella faded.
Yeah.
And I was watching this movie, and it was like a really sad like
movies make me
R word movie. And then I like it like happened in the movie, and then I turned off the movie, and I was like, why the fuck did I just watch that? And then I just started crying because I was like, why would I watch that? But yeah, that was
it. Oh yeah, dude, that's kind of crazy when you're like faded watching.
I know.
That.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What about you though? You said every month, but like, when's the last time?
Probably like a week ago. It's usually near my period. Mm-hmm. I will turn on a sad movie just to cry.
Oh, like intentionally.
I like that feeling.
I totally understand that.
It's cathartic.
Yeah. Interesting. What the heck?
Really? Mm-hmm. So you guys cry pretty as frequently. A form of like therapy?
Yeah, therapy.
Yeah, it's like a relief thing.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Very much relief. Yeah, I think it's guys like to do other stuff, you know, with their hand more. And like girls, our release is like crying.
Like release certain, yeah. That's
makes sense,
so
though.
True.
You probably feel like stress is even almost gone.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So gone. Damn.
The stress has just like weighed off your shoulders, and you're
really?
Just, yeah.
You probably really cry then, like it's a deep cry. Like,
yeah,
you
I
let
have
it
to,
all
like,
out.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
Like, wail.
Those are like, if I like wail cry, like after,
it's
I feel
so nice.
So good. I'm
it's
just like,
just tearing
shit.
Up. I hate tearing up.
Same. I'm like, can you just actually cry?
Yeah, sometimes I'll look up those military videos coming home. Uh-huh. Surprise.
Oh my God.
Just to
that
cry.
That shit's so sad, bro.
Mm-hmm. That shit always gets that one and like any like sad animal video.
Animal videos get me too. Shit.
You guys should just try it out.
Dude, no, because I feel like every memory associated with crying, there's something really terrible going on in our life.
So honestly, that's kind of true.
So there's never like a relief. It's
that's
always like
true.
If we're crying.
It reminds
after
you of
we cry, time. There's we gotta deal with something
really
bad. So it's never like a.
That's crazy.
Like that I'm usually crazy. Still a little heated after I cry. Honestly,
yeah.
Bro, I'll get like teary-eyed as fuck from a TikTok. Like I'll.
Oh, all the time.
That's insane.
Wait, you guys never tear up?
Not even
TikTok
tear up.
Not from TikTok.
But TikTok is crazy,
dude. If I see any Hopecore, like
TikTok, yes, Hopecore is so.
I am like. Sobbing my eyes out. I'm just like,
really? Or any cancer
like
video.
Though?
It's like cancer.
No
video,
cancer
yeah.
videos are
it's
so
more of
sad.
Like a, it's like a.
Dude, that is hella sad. I mean.
Yeah, it's literally like someone winning like a super big award or like winning gold medal, and it's like very like.
Gold like, medal, Korea. I low key got a little teary eyed.
Yeah.
I don't know why, bro.
Any like,
I like
victory video, I teary. I get
your eyes well up.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, I'm proud of them, bro.
Wait,
I don't even know.
Did you guys see on TikTok? Do you know the creator Ashley, her dog?
Oh my God.
Did you guys see that?
No.
Dude.
I think Nimbus. I did. Someone got like eaten, right?
Nimbus, yeah, by a coyote. Oh, yeah. But it's crazy because she spent so much time, money, and effort into getting him back to walking. Because he was paralyzed in the behind.
Yeah.
But she didn't give up on him. And she trained him like for brick years. By brick. Yeah. Literally. Right. And her dad like carelessly left him outside.
After she told him like, please, please do not leave him alone. Yeah. There's so many coyotes. Like, look at these videos of coyotes.
Yeah. And he actually got eaten.
Yeah.
Damn. Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have like the video and everything?
No, no, I don't think so. Okay. But it was just a video of her like sitting down. Because she's a big like food eater creator. So, but she also has so many videos of her dog. So yeah, obviously the dog is part of like that influencer family kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So she had to explain it. And it, the video is so sad of her explaining about it.
No, because she documented their whole journey.
No, literally.
That's crazy.
That's like her baby.
Literally beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Do you guys enjoy your own sense of humor?
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. Holy shit.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you guys think you're funny?
I think I'm literally so funny.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm funny. I think I like it more when I make them laugh. And then I'm like laughing with them.
Yeah.
But I am the one that said the joke. But I love that feeling.
That moment when you're laughing together.
Yeah. I love
what about you, Paul?
I never thought I was that funny, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I honestly didn't. But then, like, I don't know, when Jason gave me a compliment about me being funny back in the day, and then I joined the pod and I watched it back, I'm like, yo, that was kind of jokes, bro. I'm like, let's go! That was a good one!
That's funny.
So now I'm a little up there.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I'm kind of funny.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think a lot of people think they're funny, though.
No. Yeah. When I'm with my girlfriends, I feel like I'm the funniest person alive.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know. Yeah, like
Kevin Hart all of a sudden?
Honestly, literally. Damn, but yeah, I think I'm kind of funny. I hope so.
I was just wondering if people think themselves as funny.
Do you think you're funny?
I think I'm hilarious. I know I'm hilarious. Yeah.
Wait, this is a better... Do you think everyone in the world feels that themselves is, like, funny?
No.
Not everyone
I think
world?
People know they're boring when they're boring.
When they're boring.
For real?
Because I know a lot of people who openly admit, like, I'm boring.
They're like, I'm not funny.
Yeah.
Shit. Really, though? Yeah. I feel like there's more people that think they're funny.
I agree.
Think they think, but I think but there are still people.
Yeah.
I think... They're not funny.
But also, who's the judge of that, though? You know,
like who's
telling somebody, "Yo, you're funny or you're not funny."
Do you think like humor is in the top five or top three most important things in finding a partner?
For me, no. I haven't met a lot of girls that can make me laugh, so I'm not really expecting a. And I've said this before. I don't want a comedian girlfriend like that. Mm-mm. I feel like.
He's like, a competitor.
Wait, but humor also includes like you and her laughing about the same shit.
Yeah, so like if she can like understand my jokes, then that's big.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean she's funny.
Yeah, like understanding humor and being like funny.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the fact that she understands my humor.
Yeah.
And there's like not even a lot of like when I know a guy's funnier than me, dude, I get pretty quiet.
Same.
I get fucking quiet.
Oh my gosh, same.
They kind of take over the room.
Really?
And they take that position.
Actually, yeah.
So it's hard for me to like chime in.
Bro, I feel the same exact way. Yeah, no, yeah. I 100% agree with that. Yeah. Like if there's a bigger character than me, I'm not going to fight them for
it.
Yeah.
And I kind of question, like, I go home, I was like, damn, bro, I didn't say shit.
No, same! I literally think the same. I was like, I wonder if they'll think I'm weird.
I feel like that with Josh.
Oh.
Whenever I'm in a room with Josh.
You really can't with that guy. Like,
I'm just all ears. And I'm genuinely having a good time too because I'm like he's making me laugh, but I'm not saying a fucking word.
I'm not saying a fucking word. He is the most outrageous character, so like it makes sense. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, I'm not gonna compete.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird how like you kind of know like who's funnier and you kind of just let them
do their thing.
It's all you.
Yeah.
It's the It's like the friend group rule vibe switches.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like I'm low-key the most comedian around quiet people. Because I love to make quiet people, like, crack out their shell.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
you know, yeah, especially yeah. people yeah. who hide, like, when they're laughing. Uh-huh. You know, they're like, you know? I'm like, I got you.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's such a good feeling. More than, like, being making, like, a already loud person laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like funnier to me if I make someone who's like, you know, you can tell they're trying not to laugh at yeah. your joke, but I'm like, you know, it's funny.
Honestly, though, I like it when there's like, you, everyone knows like the big character funny guy. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be like another side one that is also super funny that'll give out like the one-liners.
Yeah.
I love that dude as well, because yeah. I feel like yeah. it kind of adds to the vibe of it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
It's, yeah, it's yeah. a circle. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
It's an something. Aftershock, yeah. you know?
There's a couple of other guys too, honestly, that chime
yeah,
in
yeah,
after.
That yeah. There's always like one or two of the ad-lib guys, and yeah. I love the ad-lib guys.
No, for sure.
Dude, I feel like Matt's really funny.
Matt's a funny guy. Matt's a funny guy. He's Matt not, he's not the comedian type, though.
No, he's like serious funny.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah he's yeah, like yeah, the unique
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit, what the hell, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a song that brings you a lot of memories and emotion?
Oh, my God. I have so many.
For some reason, for me, it's Rich Baby Daddy.
Really?
Yes. Oh,
that's got to be capped.
Really?
You know that intro?
Oh, Rich
you know
Baby
that intro?
Daddy,
that's like,
bro.
Is it all?
Oh, yeah. Dude, oh, my God.
It comes over me. Like,
no,
I'm like,
I know exactly.
That sounded
what
good, bro.
Yeah, it's like that time.
It's like the
it's like
Halloween
October
last year.
Time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
October?
Yeah, last October.
Oh, Halloween, when it came out.
That was
yeah,
when,
yeah.
when Rich out. Baby Daddy came out. But, like, right. dude, I just don't know why that period of time.
No, that song is a banger.
Yeah.
A banger.
Does it? Do you mean more like it, like kind of like turns you on, like ready for the club?
No, it like it gives you like gives goosebumps.
It's like a nostalgic feeling.
Yeah, yeah nostalgic yeah, yeah, yeah. and like you know when a song makes you feel like you're levitating.
Mm. No, no, I definitely feel that.
Another big one is any song from like 2020. For some reason, every time I hear it, I get like such good like nostalgia
yeah,
and throwback
yeah, yeah.
vibes.
Or Money Longer by Lil Uzi.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Bro, yeah,
yeah. The song. Intro, uh-huh. how it kind of just like.
Dude, that's bro, a
crescendo.
Walkout song.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a walkout song.
Yeah,
it does build up into it.
What's your song, bro?
Dude, I get sick of songs like so quick, bro, uh-huh. so quick.
But there's not like an old one that just brings back good memories or
bro,
something.
I'm gonna have to see, bro.
You know what's a big one?
What?
I don't want to bring the rave topic up, but like no, whatever song I was peaking to last, like oh. what set I was peaking at last.
That yeah. is true. Yeah.
That is the greatest song ever for like the next 2 weeks, bro.
Really?
Dude, yeah. You know what song I've been really fucking with?
What?
The new ISO song.
Oh,
I can feel myself
yeah, yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that song's so good. Mm-hmm. Forever is the name.
Forever? I'll listen to it, yeah.
I like How to Fly.
It sounds like Kid Laroi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you would like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll check
yeah.
it out.
Yeah.
No, I looked it up, though, for me. Random two songs. One is Did You by 4B and Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But dude, that one brings back the best memories. These two songs, like...
Sing a snippet. I don't remember.
Can I just play it?
No. Sing it.
It's like... feeling on your skin in his cologne.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
Yeah. And then besides that, there's a song called Jet Ski. I forgot who it's by, bro. Oh, by Internet Money, Lil Tecca, and Lil Mosey, apparently.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
those two songs bring back great memes. Yeah.
Oh.
For sure.
Honestly, a big one is Ballin' or...
Roddy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, my God. Fire. That is a
very by Mustard, bro. That's like song. A distinct thing song. Honestly, another big one for some reason is Post Malone's Bentley and what if Bones and Bentley?
Yeah, yeah.
Beer bongs and Bentley. Yeah, that whole album for some
dude,
reason.
That album is
raved in my brain.
No, yeah. yeah.
Banger
yeah.
album.
That's a banger album.
Yeah. Jennifer used to be a big Posty fan. Though.
I did. You remember that?
Yeah, she sent me the unreleased. I was so happy, bro.
Goodbye.
bro,
bro,
no one had it,
bro. I had it months before.
And it actually came out. Usually they don't come out, but this one, it hit. I was like, bro, she had it 5 months in advance, bro.
I did.
Dude.
My ex at the time sent me it.
Yeah, he did. Dude, I was flexing that song. I was like, yo, you don't got this.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Post Malone was so popping in high school for
it
me.
It was.
Yeah.
What happened to that guy?
It was.
Bro.
He's doing a country now.
Oh,
yeah,
country
yeah.
now?
He's doing hella country now. Yeah.
Posty was fire.
Posty.
Bro.
You know what's the big one, too? X's question mark album. Is it just me?
X?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like
I
the white album?
Question mark. The question
mark.
Really? I'm
Let me see that X album.
Of X.
X was good.
X was, that's a big one.
Yeah, with Sad and Changes. Yeah, that's a great one.
Dude, you know, for me too, you know that song that's like, you know, Cobra Starships?
No, I don't.
Oh, fuck. Okay, never mind.
Can we get a tease?
You be that girl. You be that girl. You be everything you want.
Nah. I know exactly.
I don't know if I know it. It's like,
na, 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 na.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. See, I think you gotta leave with that.
That's a bop. That's a bop, right? Bro, hell yeah.
That's Cobra Starship.
Yeah, Starship. Oh, yeah.
That's a bop, bro.
I'm gonna listen to that. La, home. La, la,
la. Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
we play that on the boat.
Yeah, the party, the party music, like the party bus
like
music,
the white
is
girl
all
dancing
yeah.
Music is my favorite.
Oh yeah,
yes.
The party
bro, I'm my favorite.
The party bus music is fire.
It's those types of songs that are the ones for sure.
Like TGIF, like any Pitbull? Katy Perry yep. song as well.
Oh, Pitbull. Pitbull. Yeah. You do always mix
oh,
that
you know what's a big one? Black Eyed Peas, bro.
Yes, oh, dude. Yeah. Boom, boom, pow.
Oh my God.
And My Humps. Ooh. Yeah, My Humps is one of my favorite Black Eyed Peas songs.
Titanium, bro. I love that song.
Oh, oh my God. You
that's
love, that
you
song.
Do love that song.
I hate that song.
That song,
that song
reminds me of Pitch Perfect.
Ricochet.
Yeah, you do love that.
Dude, I hate that song.
Love me some Ayaz as well.
Oh, yeah.
Solo.
Replay.
Oh, Replay's the one, bro.
Oh,
no,
yes, yes,
Replay's
yes,
the
yes.
one.
Shawty like a man.
That one's a banger.
I have that song.
Dude,
memorized.
I love some Akon.
Akon.
Akon. What a damn.
And yeah, like, Paul, I didn't know you flexed the postie like that.
Yeah, that was a flex, bro.
I knew what do you mean?
Because it actually came out, and what's crazy, when the song came out, I was tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I listened to it so damn much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I still might have it on my phone, honestly.
That's so funny.
But I have a different random question. Mm-hmm. So I want everyone to show their lock screen and explain why they have it as their lock screen. We did this 2 years ago, bro.
We did?
Yeah, I had this as a question 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
My lock screen's boring. It's my just
oh,
a
no
Hello
story
Kitty.
Behind it? Oh, just
I
black.
I have a slight story. Mine's been the same exact lock screen what for the that? Last like 5 years.
What is that?
It's Killua from Hunter x Hunter.
And that's your favorite anime?
My favorite anime. And it's I've literally had this lock screen. It's probably the exact same one from 2 years ago. I've not
honestly,
it
might be.
Yeah. Damn. I literally never change it.
What's yours, bro? Did you change yours?
It's like
oh that's different
yeah no it's like just like I literally looked up like aesthetic picture on Google
that's nice bro
it's like no, a, it it's like nice. Hella like it looks like an Apple those, wall screen
dude, they have that yeah. in like Newport or area or something
it I don't looks. Know I just thought it looked nice so I just put it
oh that's mm-hmm. fire yeah. bro
because I just wanted like a clean look
yeah you know? I'm on the same wave bro
dude everyone's yeah. just hella boring yeah.
no I fuck know. This is a bad question
you know what's
fuck.
A really fun one you could do it's like an album so every time you open your phone it's a new photo
oh
and
yeah
again,
no
wait, can
that's
you admit this
big
is good
no,
though
no.
I took this photo bro
no that's fire
yeah
it's
this
fire.
Is like a me take
oh I know
that's
yeah
Hawaii-y.
I feel like you've had that for a while too
I
yeah
dude but also like with the album shit though like I just feel like girls can do that, but like, what's a dude like putting himself on his photo for?
Oh, you know? I feel like I see a lot of dudes doing that, so yeah. I knew about it. Oh,
like myself on my wallpaper?
No, like it would be like group photos.
Oh, group.
Yeah.
Bro, back in the day, I had that, bro. Because I was like, I don't know what the fuck else to post put on there. So I put a picture of me.
How would you guys feel if you went on a date with a girl and her home screen was herself?
That's
or like
cool.
her lock screen?
No, that's cool if a girl does it.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's cool if a girl
I feel
does
like they
it.
They would do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is weird if. I think it's honestly weird if anyone does it. Like just them. It's like a selfie or something.
It's like claiming your phone.
That is true. Yeah. That is very true.
Can I ask a very niche question?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very SoCal Asian right here, right?
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have been seen on TikTok, bro. Dude, I don't know why Seaside is 3 times more popping now.
Dude, they're so fucking annoying.
I want to know your thoughts. What are your thoughts on Seaside being like that, bro?
Dude, it's so fucking annoying.
It's so annoying. Because
I know it was popping already, but now it's like OD, bro.
It's OD every
night. There's a haircut guy now.
Haircut guy, 2-3 interview guys, 2 streamers.
Everyone's just trying to bank off how much clout it's getting.
Honestly, I mean, yeah, they're doing their... They're,
dude, they're making mad money, though.
Dude, no, literally... The line only used to go out to, like, that first bar. But now, it's like wrapped around.
Dude, I was like, what, bro?
I think I've only had it, like, once. And I had, like, a bite of a donut.
I need a green Thai tea.
I don't know what it is. Because, like you said, it's always been popping. But, like, I guess, like, TikTok really just pushed that
boosted
shit.
Boosted up, yeah. Extra popping now.
It's the Asian hotspot. Literally, so maybe if you're trying to find, you know.
Did you know Jason the Ween's going there? Like, there's... so many more people going to show up now because of that.
He's going there? He's going
no,
there.
I saw.
Yeah, he was streaming there like multiple
times. Dude, that night we I asked you guys to go to Seaside like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he was there. Yeah,
that
was
the night
you
went.
Oh, we should have went.
Yeah, bro. I was like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
Such a SoCal question, but
that is a very SoCal. Yeah. No, I've been seeing it so much on my TikTok.
Me too.
Yeah, but I feel like I never really went there like at all.
Dude, we used to go a lot, bro.
We used to go a lot.
A lot.
But it's because in OC, there's nothing to do.
Open, yeah.
So like when it hits 9 p.m., like you're going there, bro.
Yeah.
You're going there.
Honestly, it's like there's a reason why it's so popular. There's literally nothing else open in OC.
Yeah. And the thing is, like the food and the donuts, it's like whatever. Yeah. It's not bad.
But at least it's cheap.
No. I mean, it's kind of cheap.
Yeah,
it's kind of cheap.
It's like OC's I know a spot.
Yeah,
it is.
And it's also, it's like at a perfect spot because there's a pier right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know?
There's parking.
Like, and there's like a little circle and whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's just something to do.
It is.
But they literally just toss that ham and cheese croissant in the microwave, my G.
Yeah, they do.
Bro, like they literally, like, yeah.
They it's made good,
it in the
though.
Morning, my G. They made it in the morning, bro.
Dude, I'm pretty sure they get sent it, bro.
You think?
I think they get sent it, bro.
Dude, one time I went on a date with this dude near that area in Newport, and he paid the kid in line $100 to cut.
Wow. No way.
Was it that long?
Yeah. No, it wasn't even that long.
He was flexing, bro.
But yeah, he just did that, and I thought it was so, I was like,
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I was like, ooh, I kind of like that.
I'd eat that shit up.
No, and then he funny, like told, bro. Yeah, he was just like, get what you want and then keep it.
Oh my God.
Bro, I saw this crazy video. This dude goes to Seaside, front of the line, and he starts making these weird anime noises, bro.
Oh, I saw that too.
He's like, they're like shouting. He's like, baka or some shit. Like
no way.
Yeah, I'm honestly like, balls. You got balls, bro.
No, he got balls.
It's just like, bro, it's a little like, bro, cornball. Like, what are you doing for views, bro? Like,
it is crazy, though.
It is cornball.
Like,
it is
crazy. There's a long ass line, and you're like, baka. Like, bro. Like I saw it, bro. I know
it went so viral, bro. Like, oh my God, bro.
Ew.
Bro, emotion.
Bro,
emotion with it.
I'm not even emotion. I'm doing it now.
Oh my God.
Is it possible? Bro.
Yo, chill.
Paul's got that white shit at the corner of his mouth, bro.
Is it crested, my G?
Oh my God.
Bro, isn't that exactly how they do it?
No, yeah. literally.
Yeah, but they
but
do
like
it
10 times louder.
20
yeah.
times louder, bro. And there's like,
there
might be like
balls,
a fucking
bro.
Thousand people yeah. right there.
No,
bro.
They got balls. Everyone brings their phone out too and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, like just for some TikTok views?
Yeah.
Clout is a drug.
Nah,
I mean, disease.
No, it is a drug.
It's
I think
a
it's
big
a drug.
Thing, yeah. What is it? What was your guys' like high school hangout spot?
There, Seaside.
Really?
Yeah, Seaside.
Like every, like I feel. Don't you guys like hang out almost like every single day, and you guys would go to Seaside every single day?
Oh yeah, no, we wouldn't go there every day, but we go there like once a week.
Yeah, for sure. We would go to like people's houses.
Same. I was about to say that.
Oh,
but if we're going to
really?
A spot, yeah, Seaside is in the contention for that night for sure.
Our friend group unfortunately did not have a house. You know, like we didn't have like the house.
Yeah.
So it would literally be like the Woodbridge parking lot and the senior lot. And we'd all put our cars in a circle and like play inside.
Shit, bro.
I hated high school.
Really?
High school?
I only fun. I loved my senior year. That was about it.
It goes by actually so fast, all that shit.
High school?
And college, bro.
High school went by slow. College went by fast. Yeah.
I agree. College went by so fast.
Super fast.
Dude, I feel like I got robbed of like my 23 to 25 because of COVID.
Oh,
but
really?
That's not a bad age to get robbed.
Yeah,
I feel like it was
because well, like no. you still got your whole
college
experience.
Yeah, see,
I
mine
feel bad
was,
for people
yeah.
that missed out
dude,
on college.
Low key, college. I feel like college changed after COVID.
In
like the
way?
Parties are not the same
oh, yeah,
as
the
they were
are
pre-COVID,
at
and
least
people
in SP.
Are more oh, careful.
Yeah. For
like,
sure,
we were really wilding out back
oh, yeah.
then.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I still think like AGC parties get pretty. Like the after parties get pretty like dude,
now
motherfuckers
do,
are walking around with a balloon, bro. Like it gets pretty like down and
God but, damn, bro.
That was like so shocking for me. I was like, what is that balloon? And why is everyone holding a balloon? I was so confused at first.
Yeah.
My whole like half freshman year, half sophomore year got cut. Oh, all of sophomore year got cut for college.
Yeah, no, that sucks. You know, a lot of people miss graduation and shit too. Couldn't even walk the stage because that
yeah
shit,
I did that
yeah We got lucky too. We had a good timing with that.
We had a great time. We had a really good time. We had a great time, bro. Yeah. I think if you missed like the senior year high school, freshman year college, worst.
No dorm, no senior.
Yeah, dude. Senior year, hella fun. That's what you basically work your whole life to do. Play your senior year.
Literally.
If you miss out on that and your freshman year college, bro, that is
double whammy.
Yeah, bro.
Have you guys seen the chicken pox thing going around?
Bro, yes.
Monkey.
The monkey pox. Yeah.
Bro, that shit's actually, that's scaring me. It's giving me like Ebola vibes.
I need to get out the doctor's office, bro.
Oh my God. I've been seeing that on TikTok and apparently it's in San Francisco right now.
It is, bro.
But the water travels.
No, yeah. I'm hoping they have a cure.
I hope so. I don't know.
It's scary.
What is it?
It's like crazy. Welts on your face.
Not only it could be everywhere.
It doesn't have to be your face, but it could be like your arms too. Yeah. But it's like a bunch of like bumps.
It's
like
welts. Dude, it's not even bumps. It looks nasty. How do you transfer it?
I have no clue.
Fuck. I'll look at
it. I was getting kind of scared.
No, I was getting, I was getting scared
as well. Because we got those bed bug bites. Dude, and then we heard the monkeypox.
Bro. Literally, also another big thing was like when all those damn earthquakes was happening, and they were talking about the big one happening in California.
What big one?
Did you guys get that on TikTok?
I mean, I'm not really worried about no earthquake.
Me too. To be honest, for Cali, it's just like I don't know. They say it's bound to happen someday.
It is. We're on a fault. We're on the San Andreas fault. It's huge. Yeah. It's been boiling up.
Apparently, there's a big one supposed to hit Japan, so I'm a little concerned about that.
There was a typhoon in Japan, so a bunch of the people who were in Hawaii came back to the hotel because all their flights got canceled.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, really? Because a lot of people go from Hawaii, right?
That's so true.
There's a lot of Asian people in Hawaii.
There's a lot of Japanese people.
There's hella Japanese and Koreans.
I don't know why that is.
I mean, it's like 6 hours there. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Bro, the Japan people are out in Hawaii because of the war, bro.
Oh, I don't know.
War. That's where they got bombed and shit, bro. The Japanese were bombing. Yeah, Pearl Harbor. It's right there.
Wait, but that's an American base, no?
Yeah, in Hawaii. But then it's the Japanese people who were doing it.
Yeah.
But they
some of them definitely just ended up there. You know, they probably had a military base out there as well.
No, they visit Japan. I mean, Hawaii.
Wait, what are you talking about?
He was saying why there's so many Japanese people in Hawaii.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of people who. Live there.
I don't know why.
Like native.
Though.
Yeah, I swear it's from that war, bro.
No, but the. I don't know. Just because they bombed Pearl Harbor doesn't mean they're staying there.
We need a fact checked on that.
All right, it's a question to the girls.
Okay. Uh huh.
But how would you like your mans to say "I love you" to you for the first time?
Anywhere.
Anywhere for real?
Yeah, I would like it anywhere, but obviously, I would like it better if it was like a big old occasion thing.
Okay, you like it if he planned it out?
Oh yeah, I would like it either way. But just also because, like, I've never heard it, so it'd be, like, a big moment for me regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, if they did it in a cool, like, we're on, like, a hot air balloon or something, that'd be cool.
Okay.
This is a good question.
Right? Because I always thought I cannot be drunk. I don't want to say it when I'm drunk.
Yeah. For sure. 100%.
So 100%. Even though sometimes I'm, like, drunk and I'm feeling good, I want to say it for the first time.
Yeah.
I want to say it real bad. Yeah. But I know, like, she's going to, like, not... She's going to remember this moment forever. Sure. And I don't want when we're both drunk.
For sure. Yeah. She's going to be spooked.
And second, like, obviously, like, in bed. I don't want to say in bed.
Mm-hmm. I think those are two great rules, honestly.
Yeah, obviously not while piping.
Yeah.
But, like, just, like, while we're laying up. Yeah. I don't know. Just, like, not in bed.
Mm.
But I don't know. Like, I've just been, like, I don't know when the right time, say it.
Yeah. I think... The best thing for me is when we're genuinely so happy, enjoying a conversation, and then they just like say it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like out the blue, but a good combo.
Yeah, when we're, you know, doing something and you know when the vibes are right, like you're just like going back and forth talking and then like, you know.
It's just natural.
It's natural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I feel like the vibes have to be good.
Yeah. Do you ever know when a guy's about to say it?
Yeah, I feel it.
Really?
Because they always like hesitate.
You could probably definitely sense that.
You sense some hesitation, that's so and true. They're like, I tell you something about it. You know?
See, I would never like say it like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something.
I need to tell you something.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
That was my other thing too. Is like I'm not gonna say it unless I know for a fact she's gonna say it right back.
Oh, mm-hmm. Like, have you guys been in an instance where they haven't said it back?
No. But it's kind of like marriage. You should only ask when, obviously, they, you know for a fact she's going to say yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, yo, I'm only going to say I love you when I know you about to say it right back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like a good one would be like when you guys are like at home slow dancing or something.
At home slow dancing? I've never done that.
What? Like a date night at home. You know, you cook dinner and then you just like have a glass of wine or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
and, like,
yeah. That's cool.
Chill.
Dude, yeah, you guys don't do that corny stuff.
Yeah, you guys
that
need to
like
at home.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? You like slow dancing and at home?
Yeah.
Slow dancing's tough. I just can't get myself to do that, bro. I don't
just
know.
Just for fun.
No, it's just like a.
It's not like so genuine. Romantic. Like, we're not ballroom dancing.
Exactly.
In
it's just like a
living room.
You make it goofy and it turns fun. Yeah.
Okay.
I love that. I want that.
Did that's we cool, ever say if there's like a right time to say it though, like timing wise?
Like
for example, like 3 months in or like 6 months in. Is there anything like that for that?
Dude, how long did it take you?
That's the thing for me. Like it's always been hard for me to say it.
Yeah.
So I've never really said it first in my life still, bro.
With Emily?
Yeah, like she said it first.
Oh, she said it first?
Yeah, so it was just like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you say it right back?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How long did it take?
It's kind of quick.
Like a couple months?
Yeah, it was like probably like a month and a half.
Month and a half?
Yeah, it was kind of early.
Damn, I'm surprised she said it first, bro.
Dude, it was one of those where she visited SP for the first time.
Oh, yeah,
she's
yeah.
going home uh-huh. right before she dipped. She was like literally, she's like basically said, I love you, right? And then she was like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that. And then, she kind of awkwardly dips. And I was like, yo, like I was kind of like, yo, what was that, bro? You know? So we talked about it later and then like I was like, okay, like, yeah, me too.
How close was,
maybe like a month and a half, 2 months-ish. Like
I think after dating?
No, not even dating.
Oh, this is after you
this
guys
is like talking stage.
Oh,
no way.
Month
so
and
that's why it was interesting because it was like we weren't even dating, right? But then it's not like after that I kept saying it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Damn, whoa, why did she say it right then?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I mean, if she felt it, but
But
honestly, I think what really helped your guys' relationship was the distance. That time to miss each other.
Not for sure.
That really, like, if I sometimes, like, miss somebody, I'll get, like, mad because I miss them, you know?
And if you see them too much, too, sometimes it causes problems, bro, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You need a little distance in the beginning.
Nah, for sure. But going back, yeah, that's why it's, like, it was, like, a little easier and shit. But
you're saying you don't say it to this day? Like
No, obviously now I do. Once we started dating, then it was okay, it was comfortable. But even like back then, like after she said it once, it was very uncomfortable for me to say because I've never said that to
a
girl,
dude,
bro.
That's almost a little too early, bro.
Yeah.
I mean,
sorry, Emily,
for
letting that story out.
It worked for you, though.
Yeah. But shit, bro, yeah.
Fuck, bro. Timing-wise, I don't know.
Yeah, bro. I don't know if there's the right timing. It always just feels hella awkward for me, bro. I feel like now that I've said it before to a girl, I could the next time if I were to ever, I could say it.
Okay, what's like the? It's too long now.
A year of no, I love you is crazy, bro.
Yeah, years crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Okay,
because it's not even that serious. It is serious, but it's not like you know I have to truly
like marry you.
Yeah,
and
marry
shit.
You
yeah.
and say love you.
No, that is true. But when I was like younger, I thought it was super serious. Bro.
It is serious.
Yeah, I was like you can't say it, bro.
Because like you, bro, you've never said it.
Yeah,
you probably only said it once in your life.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, basically, so, bro. Shit.
I do think it's serious.
Because like for me, dude, like I obviously told you guys like I've loved two girls, but I've only told one. You know what I mean? I haven't even told the second one.
Wow.
Mm. You know
what I'm
really?
Saying?
That's
crazy to me, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was that second one that you said it to.
Nah,
that's actually crazy to me, bro.
I didn't even say it to the second one.
Damn.
You might have been in the too long category, bro.
Nah, bro. It's because, like, you
know,
shit happened.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
And you kind of want to be, like, in the honeymoon phase when you say it.
Nah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that is facts, bro.
Come out of, like, a fight and then say it. But that was another thing, too. I never wanted to be that guy to, like, come out of a fight and then get her back with, I love you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I know guys play that move too.
They do.
I kind of
powerful.
I said it in a fight.
Yeah.
When I said it that one time.
And it kind of like, it kind of works, you know?
It does.
But I don't want it to like, I don't want to use that card.
They hit you with the, but I love you though. It's like, bro, come on. Get the fuck out of here after saying all that shit.
For me, it wasn't like we were in a fight, but it was like, I had like the whole day I was like, okay, honestly, I'm just gonna say it first and I'm gonna say it today. Today I have to say it. And we had gone to like a brewery like before, and I was like, oh, I need to go home early so that we could like settle in bed and like say it, you know. And then he just got mad that we wanted to go home early, and then I went home and said it. But it was like, it made the mood better after, I guess.
Yeah, for sure, it makes everything better.
It does, dude. It really does. That was a good question, though, bro.
That was a great question.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to everyone that made it to the end of this week's episode.
Yes, sir.
All right. Look out for the 9 for 9 Olympics. We push it a week back, but we're still filming
it's next
that.
Next week.
All right.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, is it next week?
It's next weekend.
Oh shit.
It is. You know, also, I want them to know, next week we got the 2-year anniversary pod. We're running that, right?
Oh yeah.
God, yeah, we're running that. So. Yeah, be excited for that one. It's going to be special. Mm-hmm. We'll do something sick.
Mm-hmm.
Get some costumes or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, look out for those things. And we're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.
Peace.